Lord God, Heavenly Father, your word is very clear. Your word is very straightforward. Lord God, it is sometimes difficult for us to understand what you want. Lord God, it is sometimes difficult to understand and also to put in practice what you call us to be. Lord God, help us in this time to put away our distractions of what's in our heads. Let us focus on what you want us to focus on. In your son's name we pray. Amen. So this morning is our last Sunday morning. Unless God tells me outright he wants one more Sunday, which I better listen to him if he says that. But this week, last week, to talk about back to the basics, we want to talk one more Sunday. If you would read this with me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So we want to talk about that a little bit. I have a video that I want to show. This congregation went out to the community and helped out at a community event, and it was a movie, and it got my mind rolling about some of the characters inside the movie. And I was like, well, maybe I can use a clip from that. I tried to cut this video down, and every time I did, it wouldn't let me. So I said, okay, Lord, I will show the entire clip. It's 1 minute and 4 seconds long. I tried to cut it down. It would not do it. But what I'm hoping is what is at the core of the video and what you see at the last. So when it stops and it has the last scene, that's what we really want to talk about. So this morning, we'll use this video.
Marco, I will catch you, and I will never let you go again.
Not so fast!
No!
Let me go!
Marco! Coming, Marco, hang on! I got you.
That is what we want to talk about this morning. And so what do you mean, talk about little yellow people? There are a couple of things. This video is not intended to be a one-to-one theologically balanced video, but I wanted you guys to number one, notice that the guy dressed up, the main guy, he did you hear what he said? He said, let go, and I will catch you. Let go, and I will catch you. I will never let you go. I will never let you go. That, to me, was like, okay, that sounds like somebody I know, and that sounds like a promise that I have received. And so this father in this video, he says, let go. And so if you notice, there is this tendency for us to look at everything around us, look at everything that life has for us, and to simply not want to let go. And then there is this whole thing here where, if you notice, that the one who stands for evil in this, he's the one who snatched her back and would not let her go. Would not let her go. And so there we see that this is an idea that Satan loves to watch people try to go to Christ, to run to Christ, to put their life forward to Christ. And he says, not so fast. Not so fast. And so, interesting enough, as if you noticed, what a message of the cross when Satan brings himself up and wants to laugh. And just as Genesis says, he will be crushed. And so you see the big boulder crushing at the entrance, crushing the man of evil. But also, I want to talk about this part right here, is as she is falling and as he goes to her, you notice that this is beautiful. I don't want you guys to miss this, and you guys will. This video is terrible. I want you to look at what's happening here. Can we please just focus on what is happening here? What's happening here is a group of people thought that their life was not worth as much, or the person that was falling was their life was so valuable that they would reach out. And if you notice, these guys are pretty small, aren't they? They're called minions, and they're really small, but if you notice that when they connect to each other, they form a link in which they are stronger and they can do more together. And so just as I bring this video to you and you say, well, it doesn't make sense, I want you to notice this. And if I had a chair, I would just sit down and just this is the church to me. This is the church, especially this week. This is the church saying we can't do much alone. This is the church saying that beside ourselves, individually, we are too small to think that we can get anything done. This is the church also saying that if we put our minds to it, if we notice the people who are falling, if we notice that the people who Satan wants to just just let go away from the loving arms of a father, if we notice that, then we can say, okay, what is it that we need to do to band together? What is it that we are stronger together than just alone? Because there is a culture of aloneness, individuality, and there is a sense out there of don't talk to anybody else. That's not the church. That's not the church. The church is this weird group of people who come together, and it's not just we come together on one day in order to see people and say hello. What more is the church? Is the church that person that sits in the pew during a funeral because they've spent so much time, they wanted one more chance to say goodbye. And so this morning, there's only one more, there's only one more slide, because I didn't know where this sermon needed to go. I wrote out the sermon, and 12 o'clock last night, it didn't make sense. I scrapped it. I said, whatever God asked me to say, I may screw it up big time. Or then again, it may have some impact. But we're talking about how to get outside these walls with the message of the gospel. We're talking about being able to talk about the Father's love for people. We're talking about an amazing grace, amazing love. And so I've been talking a couple weeks about getting out there and sharing our faith, and it hit me, it struck me at the very tail end. There's something that we forgot. You can say it, I forgot. We haven't talked about love in here. We didn't start from there. And so when we talk about as a church body, this is difficult to talk about. Sometimes you can do things so often. You can drive home, and some days you get into your garage and wonder how you even got there, because you are on autopilot, or you were supposed to go get milk and bread, and you are on autopilot that you just got home and you're like, I know I forgot something. As a church, do we ever get the sense that we come in here and we're ready to receive what God has for us, but at the same time, we forgot because we're on autopilot that there's other people in the pew, that there's other people in the church. And so we're on autopilot. This morning, I want to talk about what it means to be off the autopilot. Because I've been looking at that even in myself. It's what do I need to do when I get here? What do I need to turn on? What do I need to put into a room? And so much it becomes of what I need to do and not who's here already. I had to stop myself this morning and say, you know what? I'm going to forget about making sure everything is perfect. And it's not. You can see parts of the service that, you know what, if I gave a little bit more attention to that, maybe it'd have been better. But at the same time, I said, I have to make the choice to say, you know what, I'm just going to come out here, forget that, and make sure I know who's coming in the door. Because they're more important than whatever the glitch that we have. That can be overlooked. And so, we talk about the church. Church starts with the people. It doesn't start with a budget. It doesn't start with a program. It starts with the love of Christ Jesus that are in the people, in the pews, so much so that they would rather die together than to lose one. So each one values the other more than himself. And that is the message that Christ gave to us. If you would, could you advance that next slide for me, please? Could we read this together? Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint, with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds up itself in love. You know this more than we do right now. You just had shoulder surgery. And one thing I did in my undergrad was I took people like him and put him through a lot of pain. Because at the end of that pain, there was a freedom to move without pain. And so I loved every minute of putting people through rehab because it simply was freeing people from the pain that we're in, because in the end, there would be a greater joy later. And so when I look at this, what Paul's trying to talk about is there's this sense that really weirdly, if something is not right, and as you get older, more and more things don't work correctly. And you understand this verse, don't we? Is that it hurts more and more as you grow older. But you understand the scriptures even more. That if we don't come together and work together properly, I'm beginning to wonder what God has for us if we will not adhere, listen, and obey his word. And so I'm beginning to wonder, okay, what it is that we need to take a look at ourselves and what do we need to be tied or maybe even operated on? And so one thing I'm hoping that we take a look at and take a sense of this congregation is if the congregation does not come together individually to form one body and form the one body in Christ, is then why are we coming together? And so this morning I realize and understand, Pastor Matt, we've heard it's great just to come together and just realize and just say it and just hear it again and again so it becomes habit, is that we are here to form the body of Christ in order that just as those people banded together arm in arm, we as a congregation are here to band together arm in arm and also see that God has put in the midst, in here, on Sundays, that we have people that come in wanting to know about Jesus. And what a great opportunity for us to say, is this not what God has banded us together for? to come alongside those that are just falling and just to be able, just to be able to come alongside the Father who grasps us and says, I got you. I got you. We pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, what a morning to come to you in which the weather has changed. Lord God, what an interesting thing it is that you remind us that things do change. Lord God, even in the midst of so much change in our lives, no matter where it is, Lord God, what amazing thing that your word does not change. The meaning of your word does not change. Lord God, how we use it does not change. Lord God, we are simply going to come here this morning, not always understanding what it means to be joined together in you. Lord God, remind us through your word that we are stronger, knit together, arm in arm. We are stronger, diving deeper into your word, being in prayer for one another. Lord God, even though we are, there's a lot of pain when we do that, when we join together. Lord God, may we see that, Lord God, you went through the pain of the cross for us. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.